Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I heard that people who develop a habitual style of masturbating won't be able to respond to the stimulus of a vagina when they have sexual intercourse. I use a death grip style. Am I doomed because of how I masturbate? How do I prepare myself for sexual intercourse with a woman?
Although death grip isn't a scientific or technical term to describe a particularly tight masturbation style, it is a term that's in popular use. Men who enjoy a death grip masturbation style are not doomed to experience a certain type of sex life. However, some men masturbate in such a unique way that when they eventually have oral sex or intercourse with a partner, it doesn't feel the same. As a result, they may end up finding it difficult to experience orgasm or ejaculation with a partner. That doesn't mean that they won't. It just may mean that it may take some time, practice, and adjustment. After all, the typical vagina, mouth, or anus feels very different from a very tight hand grip. Then again, the vagina, mouth, and anus feel different from quite a lot of things. For example, some men masturbate by rubbing against their bed or pillows and then find themselves in a similar situation in which sex with a partner feels very different. Again, it can take time to learn to orgasm or ejaculate from sex with a partner. If you'd like to increase your chances of ejaculating from sex with a partner, consider varying your masturbation technique. Loosen your grip. Use lubricant sometimes and a dry hand other times. Use your right hand sometimes and your left hand other times. See if you can train your body to respond to different paces and rhythms and touch. When you do have sex with a partner, try not to worry too much about ejaculating. Many women don't orgasm when they first have sex with a partner either. It often takes people time and practice to become familiar with each other's bodies and comfortable or aroused enough to experience orgasm with each other. You can learn more about men's sexual health issues in The New Male Sexuality by Bernie Zilbergeld. Find out more about this book and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I bought a vibrator shaped like a penis to start experimenting with sex toys. I'd never done anything that involved penetrating my vagina before, and the first time I used the toy, I barely put it in and my vagina started bleeding. I'm worried that I might have an infection of some sort that I never knew about.
If you've never had vaginal penetration before, it is more likely that the bleeding you are experiencing is the gradual tearing of your hymen, which is a thin tissue filled with blood vessels that covers much of women's vaginal entrances. Some women gradually wear their hymen away through tampon use or finger stimulation alone or with a partner during adolescence. Also, some women naturally have thinner or thicker hymens than other women, so bleeding can vary when one first penetrates their vagina. Some women report quite a lot of bleeding, and for other women, the bleeding is barely noticeable, if at all. Sometimes women worry that if they penetrate their vagina and thus tear their hymen, then they are no longer a virgin, but that's not true. People have different definitions of virginity, but most commonly it is considered that a virgin is someone who has not had sex yet. And people have different definitions of what sex means, too, such as oral sex, vaginal sex, anal sex, etc., so even that varies a bit. Given your age, it's a good idea to check in with a healthcare provider to get a gynecological exam, which is an important step in taking care of your sexual and reproductive health, even if you're not having sex with a partner. You still have very important reproductive organs that should be checked out. That may give you some peace of mind about your genital and reproductive health as well. To learn more about sexual play with a vibrator, you might want to read The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex. Also, keep in mind that you don't have to use your vibrator to penetrate your vagina unless you want to or find that it feels good. Quite a lot of women hold their vibrator up to their clitoris without using it to penetrate their vagina, so that is another option too.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.